Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Adam James has another great question. His question is, my grandmother taught me about the pay yourself first philosophy. What are your thoughts on this approach to allocating money for investment purposes? Well, Adam, that is a great question. Pay yourself first isn't actually about paying yourself first. It's really about establishing priorities and sticking to them. It's about looking very deeply at your values and making budgetary decisions across the breadth of your life. It's about determining how much you're going to allocate to daily living, how much you're going to allocate to investment, to philanthropy, to a reserve fund, to savings, to vacations, and yes, to creature comforts. In the absence of having those priorities clear, you have no way to evaluate whether that new flat screen TV that's on sale this week fits within your life or not. It's about establishing a discipline once those priorities are clear to make sure you stick to it. If you said that 10% of your income goes towards investment, well, then you actually take 10% of your paycheck and move it into an investment account on payday. If you're an entrepreneur, this is vastly more difficult because the life of an entrepreneur doesn't usually pay with the regularity of an employee. Money comes to you in one of three ways. Number one, earned income. Number two, residual income. Or number three, capital gains. And I guess there's a fourth one, which is return of capital. So if you've invested some capital, some of that capital might be coming back to you. In the world of employees, the vast majority of the money comes as earned income. In the world of entrepreneurship, the balance skews much more towards residual income and capital gains. For example, some apartment investment projects only pay distributions once a quarter. Others pay distributions twice a year. That's very different from an employee who's getting paid every 2 weeks. And as real estate investors, we often have money coming back into our account. That could be loan principal coming back. It could even be capital gains. And when money comes back into your account, how are you going to treat it? What are you going to do with it? If it was investment capital coming back, does it automatically go back into the investment capital bucket or does it go somewhere else? These are all very important questions for you to ask. Pay yourself first is about being intentional. It's about not permitting the next demand for money to consume your next dollar simply because it was next in line. It starts with getting very clear on your priorities. Even within your investment bucket, how does that subdivide further? Are you diversifying your investments? How much are you putting in paper assets? How much is going in equity versus debt? How much is going into real assets, whether we're talking about real estate or precious metals? In terms of funding your lifestyle, how much are you putting into your day-to-day living? How much goes into the dream bucket for vacations? How much goes into the safety bucket for healthcare? All of these things are very important for you to get clear on, and only once you have that clear framework can you effectively make those important life decisions. Now, here's what some of the listeners at home might be thinking. You might be thinking, Victor, you are so disconnected from my reality. What are you talking about? I make a fixed salary after paying the mortgage and the car payments at the end of each month. I don't have enough left over for savings or investing. I get to eat out once a week and I only take vacations twice a year because if I don't do that, I'll go insane. Does that sound a little bit familiar? Does it sound like anybody you know? Well, here's the thing. You have made a number of smaller financial decisions that altogether amount to some pretty big life decisions. You've made the decision to own two cars that are financed. You've made the decision to buy a four-bedroom house in the most expensive area. You've made the decision to eat out four times a month. These are all small decisions, which if made in isolation, will take you far off the path of your values. If you take the time to plan your life completely, you'll have a framework inside which to make those small decisions. In fact, those small decisions are going to be incredibly easy. You won't even consider the flat screen TV that's on sale just this week, or that hot new offer from the car dealer, because it simply won't fit in your priorities. The other issue is that you've made decisions on the income side. Now, if you have an employee mindset, you're probably thinking that you don't have the latitude to increase your income. Your employer sets your salary, and that's the framework you're stuck inside. If you want to stay stuck inside that paradigm, then you would be 100% correct. You don't have the latitude to significantly increase your income. But within the entrepreneur mindset, you have much more ability to solve business problems and to generate income almost at will. When I look to increase my income, I look at the pipeline of projects over the coming months and make sure that the projects can generate sufficient income to cover my needs. That's a very different approach. Here too, the focus is on aligning the priorities with my values. So as you're thinking about that, go pay yourself first, whatever that means. Set your priorities and then you'll figure it out. Have a great rest of your day. Make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.